This is KCUR 89.3. Olive Cafe is a restaurant serving classic Mediterranean and Middle Eastern dishes like falafels and shawarma. It's located in a strip mall in southeast Kansas City, and the owners also make something that's a staple served at other restaurants all around town. KCUR intern Salisa Kalakal went to find out more.
Just a few hundred feet away from the Olive Cafe restaurant is an unassuming, medium-sized warehouse. It's a cold and rainy morning outside that warehouse, but inside, it's getting really hot. That's because this concrete space is the Olive Cafe's bakery. Every single day, the strange-looking machines serve just one purpose, making pita bread. Salah Mansi is the guy in charge here, and he's been in this business for a long time.
I do this for 15 years. It's hard work, it's not easy work.
Starting at 5 in the morning, Mansi and a team of 6 people help bake 5 to 6,000 pieces of fresh pita bread every day. Over the course of 5 hours, the pita dough is mixed, shaped, and baked into their flat and round final forms. But for bread that requires the work of several machines and humans and takes about 3 hours to make, the ingredients are pretty simple.
High gluten flour is a good flour, best flour we use. And we use yeast, water, salt, and sugar.
Once a batch of the dough is mixed, it's divided, shaped, and flattened. Then comes the main event, the oven. So, this oven, it looks nothing like your regular oven.
Like pizza ovens, but heavy-duty ovens, special for pita bread.
On one end, pale circles of dough are placed on a conveyor belt, which takes them inside the oven for a quick 55 seconds, and then pops out pieces of inflated pita bread on the other side. The oven doesn't just stand out because of its size. It's also hot. So hot, in fact, that the door is propped wide open to let in the cool morning air. Because with the cooking temperature rising above 500 degrees Fahrenheit, the room can feel a bit like a sauna.
In this oven, the bread stay 55 seconds. And then you have to give it about 30 minutes. The good cold, after good cold, we package it, we put it in the bags.
Once the pita bread is packaged, it doesn't just go to the Olive Cafe store and restaurant. Mansi and his son, who was working in the oven this morning, also deliver batches of this freshly baked bread to other Middle Eastern restaurants around the Kansas City area.
That's why I have to finish early to deliver it.
Mansi first learned the art of making pita bread in 2003 when he opened the Olive Cafe here in Kansas City. At the beginning, it involved a lot of trial and error.
Then I went to Chicago, the people teach me how to make it, and then I started making it. And then I went to California, and a big company, Don Foods, and these people helped me.
Mansi says that when it comes to baking pita bread, it's all about the flour.
I'm telling you, the flour, high gluten, this is the best one for the pita bread.
And he should know, he's been doing this for a long time. And he's been eating pita bread for even longer.
I'm from Jerusalem. I moved here 35 years ago.
It's a bit hard for him to pin down some of his favorite Middle Eastern dishes because, he says, there's just so many. But these are some of his standouts.
We have maklouba, we have mansaf, we have msakhan, we have kidra, we have all kinds.
And for him, when he eats Middle Eastern food, pita bread is a must.
Mediterranean people, overseas people, we eat pita bread every day. This is the number one bread we have overseas.
At 11 a.m., just as the Olive Cafe's buffet is about to open, the bakery oven is turned off and the bags of pita bread are loaded into vans for delivery. Mansi is ready to head out the door, deliver the pita bread around town, and do it all again tomorrow.
It's my job. I love this job.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Salisa Kalakal.